Parents are invited. It is a program for parents where we teach parents all about the rules and restrictions of the graduated driver license law, and we teach them about risk their teens face and strategies parents can use to overcome those risks. They can bring their teens to this program. We certainly welcome and encourage parents to bring their teens. This is why it's at night, because it is directed to parents. It is a three-step licensing system. It starts with the permit, then intermediate license, and then under 21 full license. Purpose of that system is to ease teens into licensure so that they can build skill in an environment that minimizes the things that cause risk for the new drivers. Most of the accidents occur in part because of inexperience. There's lots of other factors for sure, but inexperience is one of the main things. So this program eases them into driving with parental involvement. People who understand and comply with the law, graduated driver license law, it's been proven to reduce fatalities 20 to 40%. So we feel it's extremely important that parents come and learn about the GDL. Our goal is to reduce teen fatalities. If a parent comes, they learn all about what the rules are. And some of the rules, for example, is a restriction on how many passengers your teen can transport when they first get their intermediate license. The program talks about what hours teens cannot drive alone. As a permit driver, it gives instruction on who can ride with your teen while they have their permit. And we see many times parents, as they're leaving our program, say, I did not know that. I had no idea. And so they say they're going to practice what they have learned in the presentation. And we give a lot of pointers and tips to keep teens safe while driving. So we just give some basic ideas about what parents can do to help their teen become a better driver. We also talk about a driving log, keeping a driving log while you have a permit driver. And then we talk about a parent-teen driving agreement, something that a teen and a parent can sit down and go over, these are our rules in our family, and these are the consequences that you're going to face if you don't comply with these rules. We find that teens who engage with their parents tend to be safer drivers and make better decisions, such as simple things, wearing a seatbelt, not drinking, not using any kind of narcotics, whether they're legal or illegal. You know, for instance, if you use Benadryl, you're going to get sleepy when driving. So we go into a lot of detail about drowsy driving and the risk associated with that and what you can do to avoid that.